On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from a cloudy, rainy, partly sunny Seattle here at Hubbard Radio.
Let's call it a potpourri.
Potpourri of weather.
Yeah, yes. Our favorite.
On KKNW AM 1150. If you're not listening in the Seattle area, you might be listening on the East Coast in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, on WBLQ AM 1230, somewhere across the United States, through your television on cable radio network, somewhere on one of those stations in Australia that we play through, somewhere in the internet after the show, or of course live on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be glad you joined me, because we're going to be talking about tapping into your psychic ability and some of the blockages that can be there and how to clear those and why we should be, you know, accessing that information from beyond in order to improve our lives. But first, I have to say hello to my better half here in the studio, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Hello, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Benny. And, you know, I'm so grateful for the magic that you perform over there to allow people to hear these wonderful conversations.
It's all smoke and mirrors, really.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, you're good with that, you magician.
You.
Yes, yes.
How's your fourth?
My fourth was fine.
Was it calm, you know? Or how'd the cats handle everything?
The cats were fine. They were kind of curious, you know, looking
curious
out the window.
What was that?
This is the first time I've been in this current house on the fourth, mm-hmm. because I had traveled before.
Right.
And it's like, wow, there are a bunch of pyros in the neighborhood. but, you know, those loud sounds have a different meaning now when, you know, we're at a tragic state in the world right now. A lot of upheaval, mm-hmm. and it's
it's been a tough week for America.
It has been. And
really?
It's been a tough, you know, few months for the world. It's
true.
There's just been a lot going on, and I'm going to be curious about our guest today and her perspective on, you know, how tapping into our psychic abilities can help us kind of follow the path of joy and help to shift our lives so we can help shift the world. Because really, I do believe that there's a lot of stuff getting churned up, but it's really for illumination. It's for release. And
that's
unfortunately,
right.
There's some people who are giving up their lives for this transformational process.
I agree. And I can't wait to start the show.
Yeah. So anyway, our guest today is... she's a psychic. She's been a psychic for, more than 20 years. I'm talking about Joanna Garzilli. She's known as America's Intuition Coach. She's the author of Unleash the Psychic in You. She's given thousands of intuitive readings over the past 20 years for business leaders, entrepreneurs, and celebrities. And, you know, there are quite a few celebrities, many of names you will have heard of. And she's also created the audio series Intuition Masters. She's been featured in media nationally and internationally. And when you go through the list of media, it's like, oh, yeah, I recognize that. Oh, wow, that's big. That's big. So she is a big deal. Her next book, Big Miracles, is going to be published next year. And we're very fortunate to have her here today, Joanna Garzilli. Welcome, Joanna, to the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm so happy to be here, Christine, and I'm really glad that it worked. And today.
So, okay. Real fast, let me just interrupt. You're on a cell phone, right? I think is what we called you. I'm going to get
yes,
a little bit better of an area. There we go. Let's try it now.
Okay, Joanna.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, we're you're a little garbled right now, and
how was this?
Oh, much better.
Much better. Don't
yes.
you move. Stay
yes.
still.
Okay.
Either that or you have so much power
around
you.
I'm on the road because I'm in the middle of a book tour right now.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm actually right now in Portland. I wish I'll be in Seattle tomorrow. And I was so excited to come and be live in the studio. And then,
yeah, that would have been great.
I'm not. So, yeah.
But it's great because, You know, I love New Renaissance Books down in Portland. It's a wonderful place to present. I've presented down there. It's this wonderful, intimate gathering. There's some great people in Portland. So I think it's wonderful that you're in Portland, but I am looking forward to you coming to Seattle as well tomorrow night.
This is my first time to Portland, and it's going to be my first time to Seattle.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Of course, I saw Sleepless in Seattle, so many, many years ago, and right. I know that was the reference, so I'm excited to go.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful city, and the people here are very open, and there's some of the people who are listening right now. So, you know, Joanna, I'm fascinated when I'm talking to somebody who works as a professional psychic, because I know that if you get to the place where you can offer psychic readings to others, you've got to have had some sort of fascinating journey yourself. How did you find your way into the psychic realm?
So I feel that the psychic realm found me rather than me finding it. And that started from a very young age. I mean, my first significant memory is from 6 years old and just being in, you know, before going to sleep and it being dark in the bedroom, and I didn't understand at that point that what I was feeling around me was spirit and what I was seeing was energy. Uh-huh. And so that was, as a 6 year old, it's a lot to process. And but as I progressed through my growing up, I started to have a better and better understanding. And where initially people couldn't explain to me, my family members weren't able to say, well, this is what's happening, because they didn't, you know, they were naturally very intuitive but didn't have that understanding. That started to come to light as I got older.
Right. So how did you go from, you know, just sort of opening to the psychic ability to becoming a professional psychic? Because that seems like a huge leap.
Yeah, so really it just started from a passion of, there were certain key defining moments. One was, I used to be a London party girl before I stepped into this space. Uh-huh. And I never did any of the drugs or anything, but I was really, for me, my focus was, I loved dancing and I loved socializing. Uh-huh. And one of the things that would happen is all my friends would be having relationship issues. And so after a night of clubbing, we would go back to either to my home or their home, and we'd have jasmine tea and do tarot cards. Uh-huh. And really it was just for fun, you know, it was just a fun thing.
Right.
And then also when we'd be out and about, I would have someone say, oh, I'm going through this, or why is this happening in a relationship? And I'd say, oh, well, it's really obvious. It's because of this, this, or this.
Uh-huh.
I was really good at helping set people up on dates. I would know when the relationships were a good fit. And then I'd also know when someone was really excited going into a relationship, that when it was pretty much doomed to you know, fail. So. Mm-hmm. So that then led me to start to take psychic development courses. There was one in Chiswick and in West London. And so I just started going and studying these different areas, and I got hooked.
Uh-huh.
And then I go to another workshop and another event. And then what happened was, after I was working in corporate finance at one point, and I remember reading The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield.
Oh,
and I
sure.
thought, well, I want that sort of adventure. There was something that really resonated in the insights that he shared that I felt that were deep, innate within us.
Mm-hmm.
So I left that job and I traveled around the world, and I worked with all these different shamans and healers from indigenous cultures. And I saw that it didn't matter what the race was or the way that the teachings were communicated, that there were these synergies that were there and that we were all essentially speaking the same language. And so that really built confidence in myself to be able to embrace those psychic gifts more and more. And my feeling is that we all have intuition and we all have psychic ability. It's mm-hmm. just we have to turn the switch on and know how to use it. But if you don't know where the switch is, right, because the room's dark,
right.
how are you going to do that? So through this journeying over the years, I found that switch, and now I'm able to help people turn on, like flip that switch very quickly. And I love doing that because it is so empowering for people to be able to trust their intuition and not be worried or stressed out about decisions they've got to make, whether it's around a relationship, changing career, moving to a different home down the street, part of the world, that there can be confidence that all is going to work out and that there is a higher plan to that decision-making process.
Right. And I think that that's great to go from, of course, you do sessions as well, but you're empowering the individuals to get that information, to access that realm on their own, which is great. And, you know what, we're going to go to a quick break, but when we return, Joanna, I'm going to want you to talk about how we can flip that switch and what can get in the way of us embracing our intuition. But we have to go to a quick break. More with Joanna Garzilli here in a few moments.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
Would you like to learn how to increase your self-worth in order to increase your net worth in love, business, and life? Join America's intuition coach, Joanna Garzilli, author and intuitive to business leaders, entrepreneurs, and celebrities. In this illuminating workshop, you will take a sensory journey into your own psychic ability, experience what it is like to give and receive a psychic reading, and get a special message from Spirit about your life path and relationships. Join Joanna Garzilli Friday, July 8th at New Renaissance Bookstore in Portland, or Saturday, July 9th at East West Bookshop in Seattle. For more information, go to joannagarzilli.com. That's joannagarzilli.com, or visit newrenbooks.com and eastwestbookshop.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Joanna Garzilli, and she is the author of Unleash the Psychic in You, and she is coming to Portland as well as Seattle. So if you're listening from one of those areas, you don't want to miss her tonight and tomorrow night in those two cities. Joanna, you know, before we went to break, you were talking about how you like to empower others to tap into their intuition. What do you think is typically in the way? What blocks people from accessing it more naturally?
Well, I feel that the number one thing that blocks someone from being able to tap into their intuition is when they hold on to attachments or blame around what's happened with someone else. Uh-huh. And that ends up building up energy in the body. So it can show up in a couple of different ways. It can be anger. It can be blame. It can be resentment. It can be just pain and sadness. It can be having gone through a betrayal. And so it just depends on the dynamic of the relationship. But when you think about that, the idea of using one's intuition and to use your intuition effectively and receive clear guidance, you have to be a clear channel. And if you have those feelings of resentment or frustration or pain within you, then you're not going to be able to have that direct connection with your intuitive self, with spirit, and to receive that information. So I always like to focus, and that's what we do in the Unleash the Psychic in You workshop, is we go through that process to clear that. And sometimes we don't even realize that we have resentment or that there is some type of pain or something that's unaddressed from many, many, many years ago.
Right.
Even when you think, well, I've done all the work, I've done all the healing, I've gone through all the workshops. I mean, it is an ongoing, I think, an ongoing life work, but those shifts and that joy and transformation can happen very quickly, and you can access your intuition if one makes that decision from the point where one's at right now.
Right. So Joanna, can fear play a role in blocking the channel as well?
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, you know, this is the thing, that a lot of the time people go for readings, right? Or they're looking to get answers when they are in a state of emergency, when they are feeling extreme fear. A lot of the time people do not start opening up or connecting to spirit unless they have to get down on their knees. You know, normally it's like, get down on your knees and pray. Like, the idea of that is it's coming from a state of emergency. And the thing is that what I've learned in my experience and what I've seen from just all the readings I've done over the years and the workshops is that a person will, that the guidance spirit or an angel or someone from the other side will be around them, but they can't hear it or feel the energy because they are in a state of panic or because that fear is creating a distortion of being able for them to receive that message.
Right. And, you know, Joanna, because of what's been going on in the world, you know, it brings me to this next question. How do we navigate in this world of upheaval right now and keep that clear channel? Stay out of that fear.
Right. To keep that clear channel, in my experience, one has to keep coming back to one's heart. You have to keep coming back to centering in your heart, because it's like you're going along a particular track in your life. Each one of us has a life purpose. And there are all these things happening that, you know, you turn on the news and suddenly you can just feel totally derailed.
Right.
And it can be sort of like a number of feelings can come up. What I've seen come up for different people is, gosh, this is selfish of me to go for my dream, or say, to want to do a particular job, or to make more money, or to lose weight, or to find my ideal partner.
That unworthiness.
Yeah. And, you know, and people are suddenly, you know, they're blown up and all these children are killed.
Yeah, I know.
So people suddenly, they start to feel exactly like you're saying, the unworthiness. And lose the connection to the vision. But the thing is that what one needs to do, I think, is it's not that we ignore or stick our heads in the sand and go, oh, well, positive news only, or pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But it be an inspiration to others. I think the way to bring the joy back in these difficult circumstances is you have to find to inspire others, and then the joy comes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Eli Wiesel, right? The Holocaust survivor, right? He just passed recently.
Right.
And you could say, well, you know, he could have just gone into disarray and fallen apart after the severity of being in a concentration camp.
Absolutely. But nobody would have blamed him. Yeah.
Right. But he took that experience. He started his life over. He came out to the States. He won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Uh-huh.
He, you know, gave a shift in perspective to people, where maybe someone thinks, oh, well, my life is so hard. You know, I don't have a TV, or I don't have enough money to start up my company, or, you know, this person was on Facebook in a relationship, and how can I ever trust and love again? It's like, well, you know what? You weren't in a concentration camp.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all relative. We all have different layers of levels of understanding and spiritual growth to experience. But I really do feel the core is to just keep coming back to, come back to one's heart, to center, to ground, to connect, and go, how can I be of service today? And sometimes being of service, it's very hard to be of service to someone else if you are not taking care of yourself first.
Yes, and a lot of people, listeners included, fall into this trap of giving to others first.
Yes. I mean, I was right there. And I think that, you know, for people who are listening, I know that they have a dream, and some of them are implementing that dream already. And right. They are very much about helping others. And that the best way to be able to help more people is to look at what can you do for yourself now. And so sometimes making a commitment to something when you're tired and run down, it's not a good thing. Like, you don't want to let someone down on an arrangement. So you promise to make dinner for them, or to like be somewhere, do something. But if you can't show up and really be there in a positive way, it's better to take that time out, recharge, do what you need to take care of yourself so that you can show up and take the right action.
Right. And sometimes I wonder, Joanna, if there are aspects of, you know, the horrific things that are occurring in the world today that are helping us to tap into some of that old woundedness and pain in order to release it. Because I think that there have been a lot of people who have felt extreme emotional pain and grief over the state of the world. And with the age of the internet, of course, we get these things, you know, put in front of our face whenever we turn on our iPhone or, you know, get on to the computer. Can that serve a purpose to help open up the channel if we are tapping into and releasing some very ancient grief?
Yes, if we learn the lessons and we really step into forgiveness. It's one thing saying, I forgive you to someone maybe that has gone and, let's say, stolen something, right?
Right.
I don't know, committed fraud versus someone that goes and kills four of your family members.
Right.
I mean, this, it's at such a deep level. And so a lot of the time, I think with some of the sort of the people focusing on the spiritual path, the putting it into practice is a whole nother thing from
right.
what we read or what we speak about. And I think compassion is absolutely the key to a breakthrough. And again, this is only both, like, all people need to be willing, and everyone is at different levels of consciousness.
Sure.
In terms of that being able to happen. So what I try and do when I notice myself starting to get a little bit self-righteous or judgmental around what's happening or why a particular, when a disaster happens, when something terrible happens, oh, well, they could have done this better, or that should have been done in a certain way, or why didn't this person think this or that? Mm. I know that I'm moving out of alignment, and that a true spiritual alignment comes from a place of love and detachment. That doesn't mean not caring, but I always bring the focus then back to myself. And what can I do to be a better person today? How can I be of more service today? How can I help one person at a time? Because otherwise it gets overwhelming. If we look at what's happening in the news, it's just like, oh my God, the world could end today.
Right.
Like, it's,
oh yeah. And
so I just try and just bite-size it. It's just like I just try and bring it down to size, and I just focus on, well, what's the interaction with the next person I have, whether it's going to the gas station, whether it's someone in the person at the checkout at the supermarket? How can I be present? How can I be kind and loving? As simple as that, and then building from there.
Right. And, you know, you said one of my favorite words, the D word, detachment. How is detachment important to getting the flow of intuitive information?
Detachment's everything, because as long as we are attached to having our lives look a certain way, having people in the relationships around us, whether it be in love or business, behave a certain way and do certain things, that will keep us prisoner to those circumstances. So let's say someone wants to change job. As long as they are perceiving their boss or their co-workers in a particular way, and they don't see the changes happening in the way that they want, it's it keeps one locked into a way of doing things. Mm-hmm. So the detachment allows new ideas, new opportunities, new way of seeing things. We first have to see things in a new way before we can even do something in a new way.
Right.
Because then when we really start doing things in a new way, that takes practice. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, yeah. And it's that detachment thing is like a lifelong process of learning. You know, Joanna, I think it's great that you're going to be here in Seattle and as well as in Portland. When we return, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners what you do in your workshops and also to share with our listeners some tips about how they can tap into their psychic abilities. More with Joanna Garzilli here in just a few moments. Would you like to learn how to increase your self-worth in order to increase your net worth in love, business, and life? Join America's intuition coach, Joanna Garzilli, author and intuitive to business leaders, entrepreneurs, and celebrities. In this illuminating workshop, you will take a sensory journey into your own psychic ability, experience what it is like to give and receive a psychic reading, and get a special message from Spirit about your life path and relationships. Join Joanna Garzilli Friday, July 8th at New Renaissance Bookstore in Portland or Saturday, July 9th at East West Bookshop in Seattle. For more information, go to joannagarzilli.com. That's joannagarzilli.com or visit newrenbooks.com and eastwestbookshop.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. Benny had to sort of like...
had to wrangle you in.
Shoo us into the show because Joanna and I were having such a nice chat there. Yeah, we're talking to Joanna Garzilli today, and she is the author of Unleash the Psychic in You, and she has another book that will be published in early 2017, Valentine's Day. I love that. Big Miracles. We could all use some big miracles right now. Joanna, you know, it's great to have you on the show. And I want to know, do you have, you know, for our listeners, some sort of guidance about how we can, you know, like yes, we need to sort of clear out some of the emotional stuff that's blocking the channel and come into some level of detachment. But if we're going to focus right now on tuning into our psychic, our intuition, our psychic abilities, how do we do that?
Well, I like to do that through really just through, I guess, through experience, through, and I would say, well, for some people, if they're driving, I wouldn't do this. But if you're not driving, imagine this. But what I like to tell people to do is to close their eyes, to focus inwards, because that first starting point, the action, the very simple action of closing your eyes shuts off the external stimuli. It just shuts off all like the stuff that one is taking in and allows one to move into a feeling state. And that feeling state is the skill of clairsentience. We've got our six psychic senses, the four main ones, like clairvoyance, which is seeing, clairaudience, hearing, clairsentience, feeling, and claircognizance, knowing. And so with the clairsentience, you know, that immediately when you move inwards and close your eyes, it puts you into that feeling state. A lot of the time, people don't want to stop, that they will busy themselves with things or put the TV on or go out and do something when they're tired because they don't want to have to feel, which goes back to what we were talking before about all the pain, right? Just all the unaddressed stuff that's inside. But if one can just start to just go inwards and feel and just know that whatever you're going to feel, it really, you know, it's not going to kill you.
Right.
It's more likely to kill you if you ignore it over a period of time because then you're not listening to your intuition. And then it can turn into some type of illness that is really severe. So,
yep. Been there, done that. Yep.
Right. So just being able to listen to your body, I find like the you know, we're looking outside of ourselves so much and our body is constantly speaking to us. Mm-hmm. You know, I, like normally I'll admit I eat super clean. And because I've been on the road on this tour, the last couple of days I didn't eat as healthy as I normally do.
Right.
And so I woke up this morning and I had heartburn. I have not had heartburn for years, years and years and years. That's my body screaming at me saying, you had pancakes and you had some amazing pastry that was at the place that we showed up yesterday when we arrived and you ate pizza last night. Instead of, so right away I got, you know, my body is saying, have your green juice. Okay. Have another juice. Like, you know, don't have coffee. Like, to listen to that. When I was younger, much younger growing up as a child, I used to eat so unhealthy and I would get terrible heartburn all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so what would I do? I'd go and reach for the, I think you call it Pepto Bismol out here.
Sure, yeah.
We call it, I can't even remember what, milk of magnesia, we call it in England. I'd reach for that, go and take a few pills, you know, balance that out and then eat something else again that was, you know, just to be able to manage that. So, I mean, I think we have to just stop and listen. That's one example. But I mean, again, the same comes with in relationships when we don't feel like our needs are being met. We're not happy, right? If one gets quiet and listens, something like that voice of intuition speaks and says, this isn't the right relationship for you, or you need to make a change here if you want this relationship to work out. But again, we just get busy with noise. So really, I would say to the listeners, get quiet. Get quiet and get still. It doesn't have to be for hours. You don't have to go off and meditate on the mountaintop in the Himalayas.
Sure.
I mean, like, literally, if one gives oneself 1 or 2 minutes and starts with there, that a profound transformation can happen, and you can empower yourself with your intuition and know that the spirit wants you to have the life that you want. It's not like you get down on your knees, you pray, and then you have to do something you don't want to do. You're going to maybe have to do something you don't want to do because you made a lot of choices in your life that led to outcomes that you didn't want.
Right. And we have resistance to change oftentimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you were talking about, you know, our connection to our bodies. How important is it in terms of our channeling intuition to have sort of a body at ease and a body that's healthy?
You can still, I've seen a number of psychics out there and healers who are very, very good at what they do. And they don't eat healthy. Uh-huh. They drink a whole lot of coffee, and some of them drink and do different stuff. But I would say that because they naturally have their gifts or they've done the work for years, but I would say really if you want to maintain or get to a level of an optimal connection and be as pure a channel as possible, then you have to address what you put in your body. Mm-hmm. And also in terms of not just what you put in your body, but, you know, the environment that you're in, the people that you're around.
Right.
And that, because it can have a detrimental effect. I mean, you could feel very, very clear and suddenly, sort of like what you gave the example of turning on, right, we hear the news that's going on, it can derail sure. us. Picking up the phone to, say, a sibling or a parent can absolutely send one into a tailspin because uh-huh. if they have a different perspective of things on life. So
right.
let's say someone's excited about maybe going and embarking and changing career path.
Sure.
And they feel really inspired after going to some seminar or, I don't know, listening to some type of program. They go, I want to make this change. And so the first person they call is, they say, Mom, I'm going to go now and I'm going to go write a book. Mom, mm-hmm. I'm going to go, you know, I want to be a healer. And suddenly, are you crazy? I mean, you're going to leave your job in accounting,
right.
but how are you going to pay the bills, right?
yes. Instead fear, of fear, then, fear, yes.
Yes. Instead of picking up the phone to someone, maybe a new friend that you met at that conference says, that's so cool. How can I support you in that? You know, do you want to collaborate on something? Should uh-huh. we be action buddies together?
Right. So,
so it's just being mindful of that. The choices we make of who we reach out to maintain that once we've made that connection, to keep strengthening that.
Yeah. And, you know, I often think in terms of the vibrational aspects. You know, as an energy healer, I think in terms of, you know, even if we're good at putting up the psychological walls of being next to, say, a family member who's a real naysayer, it's tough on an energetic level to create that boundary so that their vibration isn't affecting ours. So it seems particularly important.
It's exhausting. There yeah. was a time years ago when I was making some shifts in my career, and my mom is very practical, very uh-huh. grounded.
Uh-huh.
And I remember she said to me, because I knew I wanted to come out to the States, and she said to me, I feel like you're putting up this wall. Literally, that's exactly what I was doing on a uh-huh. on a psychic level. And she, you know, she doesn't consider herself psychic, but I mean, we all are. She
right.
was. She felt it.
Yep.
And I said, no, I'm not, Mom, but mm-hmm. but I definitely was.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's say we get quiet and we begin to tap into, you know, the intuition. How do we learn to trust what's coming in?
So the way we trust what's coming in happens over a period of time, because at first you're taking actions and you don't see the evidence, right?
Right.
You begin to do things, and maybe along the path you're met with a certain rejection or failure, but that is, it's part of the experience. So if we see it, that if it feels, let's say you feel anxiety, but if the actions feel right, then you know at some point you're going to see the evidence. You're going to see the success. But if there's something that where it feels totally sort of chaotic and crazy, or mm-hmm. you feel trapped, then that means that you're going down a path and making a decision where you're not in tune and you've moved out of alignment.
Right. I think a lot of people have a difficult time playing that waiting game, like actually trusting. So something feels right, you get some inner guidance one way or another, and you begin to head that direction, taking action, taking steps. And then if you don't get the almost instantaneous validation, then you're thinking, oh gosh, you know, the universe isn't supporting me, or I'm making the wrong choice. How do you get to that place of trust?
Well, first you need to understand that your life is a series of transitions. You know, from moment to moment, when you're moving from one place to the next, whether it's you're on the phone with someone and then you get off the phone, that's a transition.
Mm-hmm.
You go outside of your home and you get in the car, or you leave the supermarket and
uh-huh.
you go to meet a friend, right? Everything is that. When you start to understand these transitions, you start to understand the placement of your energy and the placement of your energy in your environment. And it starts to help you to attune and really feel what is happening within you, which enhances your intuition and activates each one of your psychic skills that we all have. Mm-hmm. We all have these muscles, we just don't always use them. So the first step really to become a strong psychic and to be able to trust one's intuition is to get very aware. So that goes back to what I said before about centering oneself in one's heart, uh-huh. taking a moment throughout the day to, like, let's say you really want a particular job and you're going in for a job interview, right? Uh-huh. And you've got your energy building up as you're getting in the car, you're going there, are you wearing the right thing? Like, what's going to happen with this? How's this going to work out?
Yeah.
And then, you know, instead of going straight into the room, it might be, I'm going to go to the restroom for a moment. Stand in front of the mirror, just take a moment to wash my hands and breathe, wash away the energy, reset. It might be that you're in the middle of the interview and something doesn't go so well, or uh-huh. fear comes up. You might say, you know what, I just need to take a moment to go to the bathroom, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back in, and maybe you could say, like, oh my gosh, well, I shouldn't leave in the room in the middle of that. But you want your energy to be on the right track. So it having the courage to be able to make that tweak or that shift when you feel something isn't going right in a certain way.
Uh-huh. So be aware of the transitions and actually create a transition when need be to recenter your energy.
Right. And a lot of the time people are scared to do this. They're scared to make changes.
Uh-huh.
And because, right, they make a plan. Well, first, I mean, sometimes people do make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
if they do, a lot of people don't make a plan. If they do make a plan, then they want to totally stick to the plan. And I think that, you know, it's good to have a plan, and then it's good to be flexible as well, because things are constantly shifting and changing.
Mm-hmm.
And if something isn't going the way that you want, and again, you have the feeling or the sense, again, intuition speaks to you when something doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
If something doesn't feel good for you, then that means you're getting some type of signal that says make a change to make things better. If something feels good, then don't try and fix what isn't broken or wait for the other shoe to drop. It's like, just go with that and trust and keep doing it, even if you don't yet see the outer result.
Mm-hmm. So I know you're coming to both Portland and Seattle tonight and tomorrow night, and I'm excited to talk to you about that. We're going to head to break, but there's an ad coming up that has all the details. Also, you can go to Joanna's website, JoannaGarzilli.com, JoannaGarzilli.com. But we're going to go to I have no idea where we're going.
A short little message break. How's that?
That sounds
there
great. Let's let Benny speak for me today. Thank you. Okay, back in a few moments. Would you like to learn how to increase your self-worth in order to increase your net worth in love, business, and life? Join America's intuition coach, Joanna Garzilli, author and intuitive to business leaders, entrepreneurs, and celebrities. In this illuminating workshop, you will take a sensory journey into your own psychic ability, experience what it is like to give and receive a psychic reading, and get a special message from Spirit about your life path and relationships. Join Joanna Garzilli Friday, July 8th at New Renaissance Bookstore in Portland, or Saturday, July 9th at East West Bookshop in Seattle. For more information, go to JoannaGarzilli.com. That's JoannaGarzilli.com, or visit NewRenBooks.com and EastWestBookshop.com. I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us.
And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Joanna, this hour is flying by, and it's been very interesting talking to a professional psychic about how we can tune into our intuitive information. First of all, do you think that when people talk about tapping into their own intuition, they have a hard time using that that psychic word?
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time with using that psychic word because of all the stigma that has been there with it. You know, it's like, oh, psychic, woo-woo.
Right.
And, you know, people go, oh, you're a little woo-woo. But I think, well, being psychic, it's like, woo-woo, yeah. Just embrace it.
Yeah.
And so it's just a perception thing, right? It's, psychic is awareness. It's just, it's been, people have just labeled it a certain way.
Uh-huh.
But being psychic is such a benefit. It's such a gift. It can serve people in so many different ways, from whether in their relationship to their career path.
So,
I'm embracing it.
Have you heard people who've come to your workshops and then, you know, tuned in a new way and made like big changes in their lives?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been now, because of being on tour with this, with Unleash the Psychic in You, my people, and it's so interesting to watch the shift in the energy, because everyone comes in, no one knows each other. Maybe like someone will come with a friend or a relative to the workshop.
Uh-huh.
And everyone, it's like, it's almost like the energy is heavy in the room at first.
Right.
And I think that's because people don't quite know what to expect. And the idea of, well, they're going to receive a reading, but the idea of giving a reading, it's slightly, can be slightly overwhelming. And I always say, well, for someone giving a reading, this is not an exam. You know, we're not doing, trying to get into some college or something called the SATs. This is meant to be, you know, you're here, just your presence of you being here for someone else that you don't know can have a profound effect. Because I don't know about you, but growing up in my family, everyone talked over each other at the dinner table. No one was listening to each other. So just that someone is there and is present and you get to be heard, I always find it's really cool to see where spirit will just give me a download of who I'm meant to partner with who. And every time I will have people say, oh my gosh, like when I walked into the workshop, I knew I was going to be partnered with that particular person, or
isn't
I wanted
great?
To be partnered with that person over there. How did you know to put me with them? I said, well, that's not me, that's spirit. You know, because people are called there on a soul level. They know if they're meant to be there. At the workshop. The other thing that happens is a lot of the time people show up because they're curious, like they're curious about psychic ability and intuition. And normally I find that the quickest way to help people drop into that intuitive space is through guided meditation.
Okay.
And it like literally just transports a person there and activates their psychic senses. and you can't know until you go through it, but it happens really quickly. Mm-hmm. And people who have, you know, a lot of people, I'd say 85% of people that come to the workshop have never given a reading before.
Right.
And they come up with amazingly accurate and insightful information. And one of the things that I teach around that is about creating your own psychic dictionary. I mean, look, there are so many amazing books out there and things to learn. And it is, you know, it's something you do over a period of time, but you can get it working right away. It's sort of like someone could learn to ski pretty
right.
quickly.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can get down the mountain,
uh-huh.
but then you practice over a period of time maybe to get your style and, you know, to really be able to do more challenging runs.
Right.
And it's sort of like that same analogy for where you're developing your intuitive gift. And by the end of the workshop, the energy is just so up, and it's just joy. It is just
uh-huh.
pure joy and connection in the room. And that's what led me to teach Unleash the Psychic in You, is because a lot of the time when we meet someone, say at a, I don't know, through a friend, at a some type of networking thing or a party,
mm-hmm.
it's like, how are you? What do you do? It's just like there's more of a, you don't mean to judge the person, but you're looking more on the surface.
Right.
And rather than the soul-to-soul connection.
Uh-huh.
And just to be able to have a soul-to-soul connection with someone so quickly and get to that point and move past the small stuff. It's not that we want to get rid of the sort of the formalities of the small stuff. There's a certain, like, you know, there's something
sure.
nice and respectful in that. But just... you can know someone for 10 years, right, and not really know them. And then in that hour and a half, you can have a profound life-changing experience with someone
mm-hmm.
where it's just pure joy. So that's my focus of Unleash the Psychic in You and helping people tap into their gifts, because then our relationships and our life experience deepens and is enriched in such a profound way. And
mm-hmm.
as you can tell, I'm just slightly into going deep with things. I'm a Scorpio, so I always like to go to the deepest part of things.
So you're sharing your passion with others, which is great. And
yeah.
tell us about your event tonight at New Renaissance Bookstore in Portland.
So yes, it's at 6:30 tonight at New Renaissance. I'm going to be teaching the same workshop again tomorrow up in Seattle at East West Bookshop at 7 p.m. there tomorrow. It's an hour and a half workshop, and really it's just, you know, it's just the experience of things. If there has been something you've been carrying at a relationship level that has been holding you back, and everyone has some type of relationship issue
uh-huh.
that is there, that we will lift that and clear that tonight, and you are going to feel a great sense of relief and the ability to then start to embrace your intuition. So sort of where a person has been dancing around the surface of it, they're going to get to have a deep experience of it in a very short space of time. People don't, like, they just go, how's that going to happen? But
mm-hmm.
you don't need to know how. You just
right.
have to show up, and
yeah.
then it'll happen.
And I know that there's something rather magical about group events, because there's
yeah.
this bigger shift energetically. So that's great. And I'm just going to say, it's Friday, July 8th is what tonight is. It's 6:30 p.m., New Renaissance. Saturday, July 9th at East West Bookshop, 7 p.m. And I just want to mention your website again, because I know that you've got other ways of offering your teachings. It's joannagarzilli.com. That's JoannaGarzilli. You know, Joanna, this hour has just flown by, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm looking forward to having you here in my hometown of Seattle.
Thank you. Thank you, Christine. It's wonderful to be with you.
And I appreciate what you're offering to others. Do you have any, like a quick 10-second piece of advice for people?
I would say don't wait for things to happen. Like, whatever your spirit, your heart, or your intuition is guiding you to do, just take one action towards that. Just let yourself speak up and follow the action, and miracles will happen.
Wonderful. And on that note, we have to say goodbye. Thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again sometime real soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.